The Federal Reserve moved aggressively this afternoon to start cutting interest rates. The move marks a turning point in the battle against inflation. The central bank lowered its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point, and policymakers also signaled they expect rates to fall further in the months to come. NPR's Scott Horsley joins me. Howdy, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
What does this move tell us about the economy?
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell stopped short of declaring victory over inflation today, but he did say he and his colleagues are increasingly confident that inflation's on the way back to their target of 2%. So Powell says it's time to recalibrate interest rates so they don't slow the economy down too much and cause a spike in unemployment.
The U.S. economy is in a good place, and our decision today is designed to keep it there.
This is the first rate cut since back in 2020, but it won't be the last. Updated forecasts released this afternoon show that, on average, Fed officials expect to cut interest rates by another half percentage point by the end of this year and another full point by the end of 2025.
Well, and there was all this talk in the run-up to today about how big, what the size of this first rate cut would be. The Fed went with the more aggressive option. What do we make of that?
Yeah, investors had gone back and forth on whether the Fed would go with the modest quarter point, which would be the standard size move, or the supersized half point they did today. Indecision because the recent economic data was not good enough or bad enough to obviously point one way or the other. This was a judgment call. And we did see a relatively rare dissent on the rate-setting committee today, with Fed Governor Michelle Bowman saying she would have preferred to start with a smaller quarter point cut. In the end, though, Mary Louise, for all the breathless speculation, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
What difference will it make for ordinary mortals like you and I?
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit cheaper to borrow money to buy a car or expand a business or just carry a balance on your credit card. For savers, on the other hand, this might mean earning a little bit less interest on your bank account or CDs. Jerome Powell acknowledged that the last 2.5 years when interest rates were going up and staying up have been painful. But he argues the payoff will be worth it.
It's not something that people experience as pleasant. But at the end, what you get is low inflation restored, price stability restored. And a good definition of price stability is that people in their daily decisions, they're not thinking about inflation anymore.
We're obviously not quite there yet, but inflation has come down a lot. Nevertheless, people are still frustrated by the cumulative price hikes of the last several years.
Timing, Scott. We are less than 7 weeks from Election Day. In this presidential contest, voters keep saying, certainly voters we're interviewing here in Georgia keep telling us, the economy is the number one issue. How does that factor into today's decision by the Fed?
Yeah, look, monetary policy doesn't work overnight, so today's move is not likely to give a big boost to the economy in the next 7 weeks. Even if it did, Powell says he and his colleagues are not thinking about partisan politics.
Our job is to support the economy on behalf of the American people. And if we get it right, this will benefit the American people significantly. So we don't put up any other filters. I think if you start doing that, I don't know where you stop.
Of course, that won't stop some politicians from grousing that the Fed is trying to put its thumb on the scale in the election.
And NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.